Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. This Bajender.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Good. Like I said, busy.
Same, dude.
Yeah, I know, man. Have you had any time to get those docs over together?
I'm trying to find your email. let's see. Pete.
Let me see when I sent it. Yesterday. Where is it?
September 19.
Did you find it? I'm looking through my sent.
Could you hold on 1 second?
Yep.
Hello. Yeah, I got your email. I'm looking at it right now. So I have the app, bank statements I can get you, merchant statements I can get you, I can get you the Everest thing. The only thing
I tax attorney you talked to me about yesterday, yeah. Send me what you sent Everest as far as just like just legal paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try and get around that.
Okay, let me see. I will get you. Let me just do this while I have you on the phone. That way we can just. So I have August, September, June. I'll send those.
Yeah, if you want to give me a month to date for September as well, just because I know that'll be asked on the back end of this, just like right before it funds. But I know how time constrained we are, so. If you want to just get
that, it's kind of funny because I downloaded it this morning, so I sent that to you too.
Cool.
Trying to see pictures, scans. Okay, so let me find out this better. Now we have May, June.
Where's the board?
Okay, so I've sent you that, and I will send you. Why don't you just do this on your phone? That way it's just faster. So that's the final documentation we sent me. Trying to think if there's anything else I have right now. I think that's pretty much everything I sent them. I have beginning of June, September, August, July, and then the Wells Fargo statements that we had. I sent you the Everest documents. I've sent that. So I'll just get this application taken care of right now.
Yeah, I see June and May Wells Fargo so far. On my,
yeah, those are the ones I have. Plus, I sent you another email before that had the banker statements.
Really? Okay, let me look that up. I didn't get... I just see the Wells Fargo ones. Are you sure you sent... I just Googled your email in my Gmail, and these are the only two emails that are coming up.
Okay, so... Bank of Cardiff.
It's FF like Frank. Cardiff.
Yeah, we sent it.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
So there's all that. Application.
So wait, did you? What? So this is Bank of America for June, July, August, and I see September. You have a little thing here. Do you have So you have June, July, August. I need, what do I need? April, May?
I like, that's all I have right now at this point. That's everything. Everything I sent you right now is exactly what I sent them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
They did it with 4 months, banks?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they were pretty cool about everything.
Wow, okay. As far as the Wells Fargo and the Bank of America, are you just transitioning between the two right now?
That's why in June, the Bank of America was low and Wells Fargo was higher, because we closed out the Wells Fargo in July. The first day of July, I went to the bank and just closed it out.
Okay, perfect. So you switched in June.
Yeah, and then we switched payment process from Square to Bank of America.
All right, perfect, perfect.
Cool. So I guess, I that's all the stuff I have now. But based with that, and I'll fill out this application, you think we can get something going, or you think it's going
to... Yeah, get me the docs for the tax return, too, or whatever you sent them in place of that.
Well, the only thing I had for tax return was a business tax license, business license thing that they needed. I didn't have any tax returns to show them. They said that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, send me that license then.
Okay, I'll send it to you right now.
And the Everest approval.
I already forwarded that to you.
Perfect. Is this like not... Am I not getting some of the things?
It's because I sent everything at once, and some of them had more than one attachment. It might be because it's larger. Could be taking a few minutes to get to you. But yeah, I guess based on all that, you think we can get something comparable or better?
Yeah. I'm gonna put this to the front of the line. I'm gonna walk into underwriting, and just basically tell them this is what I've got. This is Everest approval. We need to beat it.
They call me like 4 times today. They're like, yo.
Oh, I'm so, sure, like, dude.
They're on it. They're on it.
Have documents out, man, like that's... It's bittersweet because you know, you're so close to funding, but at the same time, like, you know, they're going to using that as leverage with other lenders. So that's why they're going to be on you until you sign those. Trust me.
No, everything's signed, and they gave me a funding call.
Oh,
and,
wow!
so then I said on the funding call, we said, you know what? Let's hold off. Let me wait for a couple of days. We're still reviewing it on our end. And the guy was like, no, we need to do it now. You have until Friday. I was like, well, you know, if it's by Friday it expires, I'm sorry. You know, we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what, dude? It's you know, I have to do that to people, too, because, you know, they'll just not answer you for 2 weeks, kind of shop around with your paperwork, and, you know, it's just part of the game.
I understand. So, I mean, based on what you're looking at, what do you think we can do?
Again, I'm going to go down to the underwriter just because you have a typical, like, not so typical case. We usually ask for 6 banks. You know, we don't have a tax return, but if Everest already gave you an approval, man, like, I'm going to do my best to just get this pushed up to the front of the line, get something in front of you by tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Get something. I personally, I was just cooling you guys. You guys seem way more.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. Dude, we got that 4.9 out of 5 stars for a loan company is not easy, trust me.
No, I was looking at that. And we got, like, it's funny because I showed the stuff to, like, a company called Swift Capital, and they're trying to beat it. They said 27%. I was like, what the hell? But they offered less, but I was like, and the longer term, they offered 12 months, and their payments were $2,000 a week. So I was like, dude, that's way better.
Wow, Swift offered 12 months and two G's a week.
Yeah, on 70K.
70K. 70K.
And payback was like 90 or something like that. It worked out to be like a 27% interest rate, which was a lot better than that.
Yeah, but is that 70, it's just not enough money for you guys, or?
Well, I was waiting for you, to be honest.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, so that's I was kind of like, well, shit, like, you know, if we could work with them, because I spoke to you this morning, and obviously I wanted to follow up with you still. So, do you think we can get something in place today, maybe? Is that possible, you think?
I'll at least try and get some initial feedback. Probably won't see any paperwork or much anything of that nature, but it'll be more of a yes, we can do something, no, we can't type deal. Okay. I'm going to actually go chat with them now, kind of bring them up to speed. I have a particular underwriter in mind who knows a lot more. He's been in the industry for like 8 or 9 years, so he's pretty pretty savvy with this stuff. I'll keep you posted, though.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly. He'll tell me straight up whether we've got something that we can work with or it's not going to be possible.
Okay, cool. Just let me know, and then I'll get this. In the meantime, I'll start filling this app out.
Yeah, I'll get back to you later on today, man.
Perfect. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.